Documents released from the John Doe investigation into Governor Walker's campaign revealed the $700,000 donation made 3 years ago. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says that surprised him, but at the same time, it makes sense.
And I reconcile it against the deaf ears and the blind push to pass that mining law that was written by the mining company. It's clear to see that that money motivated some of those folks. And again, all the money in the world can't make the negative things that would come with exploding the headwaters go away.
It also makes sense for GTAC, according to spokesman Bob Seitz.
Well, Club for Growth carries the ball in favor of Wisconsin's economy and jobs. There's no business in Wisconsin that cares more about jobs than the mining company.
Site says GTAC has spent $1.25 million for mining exploration in the Pinoki Hills this year alone. But Wiggins says the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe isn't intimidated by the big bucks.
When I think about all the money in the world that these billionaires and these mining companies control at the issues, at the end of the day, can't even come close to the value of these places and what they mean for all of life, and including humans.
Bad River has a legal defense fund, but Wiggins says there are no large donors. The money is raised from potlucks and powwows, not only in the far north, but also in Madison, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.